This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready.
Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Welcome in to the Wendy's Big Show. No Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today. Toby Altizer filling in for him alongside Gary Ellerson. We're live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. And if you want to hop in on any part of the conversation today, you can give us a call on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. We're going to talk with Colton Bartholomew coming up at 10:35, the Wisconsin State Journal. Talk with him about the Badgers, the transfer portal. They got a couple guys yesterday, so we'll talk about that with him. We'll talk with Ryan Wood coming up at 11:06. Talk with him about this Packers-Niners matchup. And then at 12:35, we got the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown, coming up. We'll talk with him about this Packers-Niners matchup. But we want to start the show today talking Packers-Niners, of course. We want to ask you, how will this Packers-49ers playoff matchup be different than the last one? How will it be different than the last one? What the last time these two teams matched up in the playoffs, NFC Championship of the 2019-2020 season, early January of 2020, the Niners won 37-20 over the Green Bay Packers. How's this one going to be different, Gary?
Well, I think, they got no Mostert, that's for sure, right? He ran just roughshod all over these guys. And I can remember, I think Za'Darius Smith came out and said, I was waiting for a change. We were waiting to change it up a little bit to try to figure something out, and nothing never happens. So I remember him saying that. So I think that will be different. The 49ers are different too because they don't have a Mostert. I mean, right now they're featuring Debo Samuel's kind of in that position. And also he's a wide receiver. So he'll have more of a prominent role offensively in what they can do. I think it'll be different in a lot of ways. One, I think the Packers are a better football team defensively. I think this is the best defensive football team they had in a while. You just got to get past brand names that they used to have, the Clay Matthews, the Charles Woodsons of the world, Julius Peppers. This defense plays really well as a team. We talk about guys being all pro. They got three guys all pro. I don't know. I mean, probably can look at it. I don't know when the last time they had three guys that were all pro. Probably could have had more if Bakhtiari was healthy. Most certainly he'd have been trending to be an all pro selection. I just think defensively it started there that they're better than they were. Devondre Campbell really starts and ends with him at the middle. And we don't talk a lot about the guys up front. But those guys have been playing well up front on the defensive line, which has allowed Devondre Campbell to be clean and get to the ball carriers behind the line of scrimmage. So I'm just going to look at the defensive side of football. They're much better defensive football team than they were the last time they played.
Well, and I think you look at this Niners team, a lot of people are scared because they're able to beat the Cowboys, and people thought that the Cowboys might be a threat to the Packers. But I think the main thing when you look at the difference between that Cowboys defense and the Packers defense, that Cowboys defense can freelance a little bit, right? You got some guys that are kind of going to do their own thing. I think you look at this Packers defense, and they play really well as a unit. And I think Correct. That's what it takes to stop the Niners is a disciplined defense, because they're going to have a lot of that window dressing with guys coming in motion, all types of different things, get you out of your running lanes. That way they have an open hole. And, you know, you got to be able to understand that they're going to give you a look three different times, and it's going to go to three different guys on that same look. And I think this Packers defense, more so than even that Cowboys defense, is really disciplined. And I think that's going to make a difference. And you brought up Devondre Campbell. I mean, the Packers haven't had an all-pro middle linebacker since, right, Nitschke, right? I mean,
and that tells you somehow
exactly
how much better this defense is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you look at defenses, you know, they start in the middle. So normally it's your nose. They got a pretty good nose, inside backer, and your safeties. And that's how you strengthen your defense. That's how you build. That's how most teams build their defenses up the middle. But they've been really good. I mean, I think Rashawn Gary has had a really, really good year. Preston Smith has had a bounce back year. You know, we were without Za'Darius. But there's a lot of guys that came in and filled in and played their roles. If you look at the secondary, Rasul Douglas coming out, basically I think he won at least two games. There's the Arizona game for sure. He won that game. He's got a pick six on his resume. He's played well. And what you get back in Jair, you know, it's just icing on the cake. However, you know, how you want to play him as far as, you know, down and distance in this game on Sunday.
How do you want to see them use Jair Alexander? Get him back involved?
I think sparingly. I just don't want to see him get hurt again and where it's a career kind of a deal. You know, you're always, I mean, you know, Leroy, I think it was Leroy's clavicle, I asked him. But I think, you know, you look at those shoulder injuries like that, super painful in Leroy's career, and that's what you don't want to happen. This guy coming back too soon, now he's trying to go in there and lay the wood, tackle somebody. You really don't want him to be doing that. He's been out a long time, and I don't know what the healing process is on that because the Packers really don't talk about it. But I'd like to see him use him in nickel or dime for me, not in the starting lineup. If they're doing a dime, most certainly dime for sure. And I don't even know, and you'll see what the Packers do, I don't even know if I play him in a slot. I would like to play him on the outside because if you put him in the slot, that tends to that he has to come up and make a tackle if he's on the mm-hmm. inside.
Well, and that's how he hurt himself. He had to try and tackle a big back like Najee Harris.
So you just really want him to go cover. I mean, so I don't know. Give him the speed guy, right? Whoever speed guy, I don't even know if that is Ayuk the speed guy. If it's Ayuk the speed guy, give him whoever the speed guy is on the outside. Let Jair go handle that guy. Is what I would do.
Yeah, and Ayuk kind of stays on the outside because you can't really have him on Debo because Debo's all over the place.
Right.
And I think Ayuk maybe.
And Debo's a little bit more physical too because mm-hmm. he's going to try to maul you, beat you up and all that. We don't want Jair doing any of that mess.
And that's the thing with this Packers defense. They're better, and now you're getting reinforcements back. And I think they can still get the job done if Jair doesn't play a whole lot. If he only plays in a dime package like Gary's saying, I think they can get it done. But we want to know, how is this year's Packers 49ers playoff matchup going to be different than the last one? The last time they met was in January of 2020, the NFC Championship game. The Niners won 37-20. We'll continue to talk about that. We'll break down exactly what happened in that game and what we think is going to happen in this one coming up here on the Big Show Radio Network. It is the Wendy's Big Show. I want to remind you, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, like last night, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so get on it quick. So act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Toby Altizer alongside Gary Ellerson. We're talking about the Packers and Niners. Of course we are, because it's Packers-Niners week here. Packers going to take on the Niners in the divisional round of the playoffs. The last time they matched up was the NFC Championship of the 2019-2020 season. The Packers lost 37-20. We're asking you, how will this Packers-49ers playoff matchup be different than the last one? Last time, San Francisco beat the Packers 37-20. How will it be different? 855-830-8648 if you want to give us a call. We looked at the defense already, Gary. What do you think is going to be different for this Packers offense going into this matchup?
Well, they just got to be a little bit more consistent in what they're trying to get done. When you get to the playoffs, you just can't get cute, right? And they really can't get behind. The 49ers, offensively, they just want to bleed the clock, right? That's 37 points? That's a lot of points for San Francisco, which means that they got a lot of big plays. They're normally down in the 20s, right? And they're normally want to get a lead, you know, and then rest on their defense, and then their defense pulls it through, and they want to run the football. So that's a lot of points scored for that San Francisco 49ers team. Offensively, the Packers just got to be the Packers. Just don't be cute. Don't try to be the smartest guy in the room. Establish A.J. Dillon. Establish that ground game. Really keep doing what you've been doing all year long. Aaron Rodgers got to continue to be the MVP guy that he has been all season long. I think in that last game, he threw two picks. Just turnovers right now in playoffs just really can't have them. You've got to minimize all the turnovers. Really, you can have no turnovers, you're probably going to win the game. I mean, we saw it last year. I think it was an anomaly. You saw it last year where Tom Brady came and gave you three in the second half. Normally in the playoffs, that means you lose the game. Because you're giving your team, you're giving the other team three extra possessions. Give Rodgers three more extra possessions. You think that you win that ball game. So for me, they just got to continue to be who they've been all year long, play their game, and don't get cute here.
Yeah, and like you said, Gary, the Niners are usually a 20-point, 25-point football team. They scored 23 against Dallas. The last time the Packers failed to score 23 points was when they played the Seahawks at second week of November. They scored 17 points. Otherwise, they only scored 24 against the Browns on Christmas, but otherwise they've been in the 30s.
Right.
This Packers team, if they can just limit them, hold them to that 20 number, I think Rodgers and that offense is efficient enough. The difference, like you said, was in that NFC Championship game, Rodgers threw two picks, and you cannot have that. His QBR rating, 23.3, his quarterback rating, 97.2. That's not as high as the Aaron Rodgers you'd usually see. He was 31 of 39. 326, two touchdowns, but the two picks, pretty uncharacteristic for Aaron Rodgers.
Right, I would totally agree with that.
All right, let's get out to some of your calls at 855-830-8648. Get your thoughts. How will this year's Packers-Niners matchup be different than the last playoff matchup they had? Let's get out to John from Jersey. John, how's it going today?
Hey, guys, how you doing today, guys?
Good, John.
Gary, I don't want to echo what you said about the offense. Everything was right on. I believe what you said is true. And what has to be done. But I think we talked about this before. You know, when they're on offense and they have what they call series, so they have Aaron Jones in for so many series.
Yeah.
And they put A.J. Dillon in.
Yeah.
Why don't they just change it up to where if Dillon is starting to get hot and starting to plow people over and they're going to run the clock down a lot, why don't they just leave him in until he needs a rest instead of go series by series?
Yeah, I think we saw that. They did that here at the end of the year. I was talking a little bit about this last time. Actually, Toby was hosting. And they're doing it by series. I said they need to just go ahead if it's, you know, if it's short yards and goal line or whatever it is, that just make it A.J. Dillon. That's your guy. It should be situational, not by series, John.
And the other thing, Gareth, too, is I was watching the old Bear game in 1985, and they came to Lambeau after the Charles Martin incident at Soldier Field. You guys came out with such intensity, man. I mean, you almost won the game.
Yeah.
You lost it. But if they could do that and punch them in the mouth first, before they do it to us, then we got it. And Rodgers picks apart their corners if he has the time, hopefully. And that's the way I think they're going to win this game. So
no.
You got to come out with intensity, man.
No doubt about it. And thanks for your phone call, John. He can't help be holding on to the football here. It's got to be quick. It's like he's been doing really all year. If he gets back to holding on to the football, I think that's when we get in trouble. That's when he gets in trouble. And that's when the offense gets stagnant. Guys are going to be open. He just got to, and this is Rodgers, just got to be willing to take the open guy. I mean, every once in a while you can take a gamble. But this front four for San Francisco is pretty good. Everybody know what they want to do. They don't blitz a whole heck of a lot. They want to rush four and drop everybody else in coverage. And they try to confuse you from there. I just think there will be plays to be made if Rodgers can just remain patient and just get the football out of his hands.
Yeah, and I mean, you got elite receivers on the outside. You've got guys that can get it done in that quick amount of time. Devontae's open at the snap almost every time.
Yeah.
If you want to just run short stuff to Devontae, let him create afterwards, you've got guys that can run the ball. I think you be a little bit creative with what you do, but be quick. And I think Rodgers has done a really good job of that this season. He's kind of had to be.
Right.
Because this offensive line has been so banged up, they've had to find ways. And I think if they continue to do that, even when you get some of these better linemen back in the mix, you give them a little help, and then you can set up a deep shot every now and then. Let's get out to one more phone call here. We got Mike the Painter, gave us a call at 855-830-8648. If you want to hop in on the conversation. Mike, what's the difference this year from the last time they met?
Good morning, you guys. LaFleur's a little older. He's been there. So I think also, I think we could run the ball to set up the pass instead of reverse, where we had to pass the ball to set up the run and open up the lanes for us. So I think if we come out and run the ball and run it consistently, I think we could get ahead. And I would really like to see them not defer if they win the coin toss and smack them in the mouth first. So that would be a good way to start it off.
So you want them to take the ball. Normally they will defer. Because they won the ball in the second half. If they feel like, thanks for the phone call, Mike. That's a good point though that Mike made. But if they feel like, and they do feel like they got a really good defense, the Packers. If they win, they're going to defer. Because they feel like their defense can get a stop, and then get in positive field because that it's going to be cold. So which means that you're not going to get a good punt out of theirs. You should be able if you can get a three and out. You should be able to get good field position. I guess what scares me the most about this team is special teams. That's what scares me the most about the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Gary, because really, I think you look at this last time they matched up, their offense was fine. Defense obviously got gashed. You have Mostert going 29 for 220. Those are the big plays you talk about. Deebo Samuel got two carries. He went for 43 yards. Garoppolo only passed the ball 8 times. If you can flip that around, make Garoppolo beat you through the air, San Francisco's not scoring more than 3 touchdowns.
Right.
I don't think that's happening. So if you can run the ball, I think when you look at these offenses, they're very similar because they come from the same kind of tree.
Same tree.
And then you look at McVay. And when those guys are playing their best football, when they're calling the game plans the best, they like to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the Packers, to Mike's point. They like to run the ball to set up the pass. And I think if they're able to do that, you've got the guys. And Aaron Rodgers, I think, is at a point in his career where winning is more important. This part of the season doesn't count towards the MVP race. So he doesn't need to throw for 350
right.
yards
That's
to
over.
Feel
You're right.
effective. If he can hand the ball to A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones 30 to 40 times and they're getting the job done and Aaron only throws it 20, 25 times and he can toss a few touchdowns, I think he's fine with that.
No, would agree.
Let's get out to one more caller here. Bill's calling from Fond du Lac. Bill's calling us at 855-830-8648 if you want to hop in on the conversation. Bill, how's this year going to be different?
I'm a big Packer fan, but I don't see it being any different. The Packers have shown they can't stop the run. 49ers run the ball. Packer offense, who keep talking about what we're going to do on offense, we're not going to have the ball enough to do all that. I even foresee a package where they put that second-string quarterback in and they start running option and four downs and taking 10 minutes off the clock going down the field against our defense, and we won't have an answer.
Bill, didn't they do that? Bill, didn't they do that to the Packers during a regular season with Trey Lance? I think they did.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I hope I'm wrong, but
well, no, I think you're right. I think they may play Trey Lance. You look at Garoppolo, he's banged up. He's got shoulders, he's got a thumb injury. So I would expect to see some Trey Lance. I think Trey Lance came in, spot played, and did, I think, scored a touchdown. We can go back and look where this during the regular season. Did. Scored a touchdown. So, you're going to see some Trey Lance, no doubt about it.
And we've shown that any running quarterback, we have problems. So if you can average 2.5 yards a play running the ball down the field, I think that's what they're going to do, and they're going to just eat the clock right up. Aaron Rodgers and our offense won't be on the field, and then they'll start to panic, and I don't see good things happening. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong too, Bill. Make sure you call in on the Green and Gold postgame show on Saturday night when Sparky and I do it, okay?
I'll try.
All right, buddy.
All right, Bill. Yep. Bill says that they're going to use Trey Lance, and you're right, Gary. They did use him for 3 plays, I believe, in the Week 3 matchup. And I think this one's a little bit different, too, because Trey Lance at that point had played very sparingly. Third pick in the draft, and not a lot of experience coming out of North Dakota State. Didn't play all of his senior season or his last season there at North Dakota State. So really had not played a whole lot of football coming into that game. Now, he's had 2 starts where he had to play the full game. Mm-hmm. And his last one, he was actually pretty good. I think he threw 2 touchdowns, over 250 yards. I think they're going to get him involved. And I think it's not just when he comes in that he's going to only run it, because that was kind of the assumption when he came in. I think now you have to play him as a legitimate passer. Obviously, he's probably going to run first. They'll stick Jimmy out there if they want to pass. But I think they have to defend the pass. And as we're finishing up here, before we get to Colton Bartholomew, I want to ask you, how much do you think the Packers have spent on Trey Lance? Because I think you have to be prepared for it. Jimmy, you know what you're going to get. Like, you know that offense. They're familiar with it. What do you have to prepare for with Trey Lance if they expect to see him a little bit, maybe a little bit more than they did the first matchup? How much did they prepare for him this
week? Well, it's kind of the unknown. So they got to go back and look at some film of when he played and break that film down and look at his tendencies. Everything is put in a computer. They know what they're going to do when he comes into the game, and they just got to be prepared for it. You know he's going to try to run the football first. I think that's his thing. Can he throw it? Yeah. But it's just another little twist in the game that makes you a little uneasy if you're a Packer fan.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have a lot of weapons. That San Francisco team has a lot of them.
Because it may be like 3rd-and-3 or 3rd-and-2 when they bring him in.
Yeah, I think it's good. And that's the kind of the situation.
You're trying to get off the field.
That's the situations they brought him in. They brought him in towards the goal line when they scored that touchdown against Green Bay in Week 3. Brought him in. He runs it in pretty easily. And he does have good legs. He's got a good arm, too. He just hasn't had a whole lot of reasons to showcase that. But we'll talk about more about the Packers and 49ers coming up in just a little bit. Right now, we're going to take a break, and then we'll get to Colton Bartholomew of the Wisconsin State Journal. Talk about the Wisconsin Badgers. Got a couple guys in the transfer portal. Want to talk about them and see what he thinks about Wisconsin Badgers going forward, the transfer portal, and all that. More coming up on the Wendy's Big Show next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Wendy's Big Show live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Wendy's wants to remind you, you can get a better breakfast at Wendy's, buy any breakfast sandwich, and get any size drink in a Wendy's cup for free. Hot coffee, Diet Coke, vanilla Frosty Chino, yes, free. Get your free drink when you buy a Wendy's breakfast sandwich today, limited time only at a participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. And now it is time to get out to the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. Actually, no, we do not have Colton yet right now. So we'll continue this discussion about the Packers and 49ers as we look at this game coming up on Saturday night. And what's going to be different between last time they played and this time? Because last time they played 37-20, the Niners get the job done. Raheem Mostert goes for 29 carries, 220 yards
different
on the ground. And hopefully it's going to be different.
I don't obviously see that happening.
No again. Mostert this time. Right. Deebo Samuel has really emerged as a guy that can do everything, right? Last time they matched up the NFC Championship, he had two catches for 46 yards. He had two carries for 43 yards. So four touches, 89 yards. That's something that he could do again to the Packers. How worried are you about Deebo Samuel in this matchup?
Well, he's the featured player in that offense. He's the Davante Adams in that offense. He's the all-pro in that offense. So it's going to be – and they move him around a lot like we do Davante, but he tends to run the football from the backfield, which we don't do with Davante at all, but he's the guy.
Yeah, and to your point, Gary – snaps by alignment, Pro Football Focus put this out against Dallas. 19 out wide, 13 in the slot, 13 snaps in the backfield. So he's going to be all over the place. You're going to have to key in on 19, and he can run the ball. He's a legitimate running back. And they talked a little bit about that with Joe Barry yesterday in his press conference. And I don't know if you heard this, Gary. He thought he reminds him of how Steve Smith played. And that Steve Smith, if he were a little bit taller, maybe he could have been used in that similar way in the backfield because he's got such good contact balance as a player.
Well, he's tough. And that's why he's got the name Deebo.
Yeah.
If you remember the character Deebo from Friday. Did you ever see Friday?
I did not. No, I did not.
You never seen Friday,
I've
man?
I've never seen it. Never seen it.
Come on, man. You need to go home and watch it tonight.
Well, maybe I will.
You never seen Friday?
I've never seen it, man.
Man, Leroy, get in here, man. Hurry up. This guy ain't seen Friday, man.
Y'all have to teach me.
Oh, my God. So he got that, and his dad gave him that name when he was little because he was always tough. And he said he was a little bully in elementary school. So he got the name Deebo. He's a tough guy. Here's what I like about it. Not that he's tough, but you know where he's going to be. You just got to set your defense. Figure it out. Make a play.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how they decide to stop him.
Because, right. Well, it will be interesting.
Here's the thing. If you haven't watched the Niners, and maybe the only time you saw him was against Dallas last week, you saw it just in that game.
Yeah.
They run a play to the right side. Deebo, it's like a 6-7 yard gain for
right.
just about any average player.
Right.
That's a good blocking. He turns it into a 29-yard
right.
touchdown.
Right. Then they're going to run the football.
Yeah, and they're going to use him
right.
in all types of different ways. You got to be ready for that. And
right.
so we're asking you, how is this Packers-Niners matchup in the playoffs going to be different than the last one? You want to hop in on the Schneider or the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. We got Al in Cedarburg. What's going to be the difference, Al?
I think the one word that I'm really taking into this game, it's going to be discipline. I think not on both sides of the ball, but more specifically on defense. I think if we look historically with our matchups against the Niners, I think top to bottom, our talent has been better, but we have not been able to adjust to a lot of the different schemes that the 49ers have thrown in offensively. You look what Kaepernick used to do with those delayed handoffs and quarterback draws, and their running game is really predicated on, you know, in the trenches of moving those guys forward. That's what opens it up for Deebo Samuel to kind of do those reverse handoffs, and then you get a long play down the field. So if we stay within ourselves and we are disciplined, especially I think from a safety perspective, really honing in and knowing where your area is on that field for coverage, that's going to be key. So that's just my two cents.
I would agree with you. I think you're right, and thanks for your phone call, because I think if you look at the last game against the Detroit Lions, I don't know if you'll see this, but, I mean, the Packers got hit with a lot of trick plays in that game. They were undisciplined. Just do your job. Defensively, do your job. Don't try to be a hero. Just do your job. Be where you're supposed to be. And let it come to you. You don't have to try to be Superman in this game. And that, I think that's where it hurts a lot of team when guys play not within themselves, when they're trying to do more on the defensive side of the ball. You just gotta do your job. Deebo's gonna be a problem. We know that. But I think if you're just trying to find out where he is, you know where he's gonna be. If he's outside, he motions into the backfield. You just gotta have your defense set. He motions out and into a receiver spot. You just gotta have your defense set. And to me, and I don't know, just the way I feel, I think it's easier because you know where this guy is going. You know where he's going to be if he motions. You know where you're supposed to be. And you know that he can run the football. Now, when they start doing this right on the side or do some stuff like that, you know it's Ayuk on the outside. They're going to try to get to him. The wild card is Trey Lance. Like, when they bring Trey Lance in the game, you know he's coming in. What they're going to do? To me, that's the wild card. Because now you got Trey Lance, you got Ayuk, you got Deebo. What's the play? You don't know.
Yeah.
To me, that's the wild card.
Yeah, and to me, I think the big thing for this for the Packers, and this is just about every football game, but especially in a game against this Niners team that can be so opportunistic, when the play is there, make the play.
Yes.
If Jimmy Garoppolo gives you a chance to take one,
you gotta get
take it. If you got a chance to make a one-on-one tackle with Deebo Samuel in the open field, at least wrap him up and let your dudes come and help you out. Like, make the plays when they're in front of you. If you don't make them, then you're going to be in trouble. And I think that's how you lose this football game, is if Deebo Samuel's running wild, breaking tackles all over the place. You're dropping interceptions. If you're doing those sorts of things, that's where you're going to get in trouble. You got to make the plays when they're in front of them. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. I think we got Colton on the line. We'll get to him when we get back here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
It is the Wendy's Big Show. No Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today. Toby Altizer hanging out alongside Gary Ellerson. We want you to remind you that if you want to cash in during the Pro Football Playoffs, try out Giving Props, a free-to-play contest on BetQL.com. Every round of the playoffs will post 10 props. Simply create an account and make your picks for a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings. Plus, just by signing up, you're entered in a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props. That's BetQL.com/props. I saw a tweet from you, Kerry, that said if you couldn't get into sports betting, it'd make you too nervous.
Man, what you talking about? I saw all these games, and I was like, no way. I lose my mind. I'd rather go buy a pair of shoes from Cole Haan. Or a pair of Jordans.
I understand it.
I can't fathom, and that each his own, but I just can't fathom the highs and lows of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what makes people so addicted to it, too.
But that would drive me crazy.
Yeah, it's so hard, man, and I don't understand. Sports betting's crazy because you can take, like, the biggest of favorites, right? You can just parlay them. You're like, all right, Bucks are beating the Jags this week. for sure, or, you know, and all these different things. And you're like, all right, I'm going to make a pretty penny. And then all of a sudden, the biggest upset you ever seen is going to happen and screw that thing up. I agree. It's nuts. It's crazy.
Can I just take, like, maybe the, like, what if the Packers play like the Jaguars? Can I just put everything? I just won't bet that one game because I know it's a sure win. Can I just bet the house on that?
Yeah, you can. But the thing is, it doesn't pay out. Yeah, it doesn't pay you a whole lot. See. They're going to be pretty. And then if you want to bet against the spread, they're going to be like 12.5, 13-point favorites. And then they got to win by that amount. I can't. Do you play any fantasy sports or anything like
that?
No. Nothing. You can't even get into that. I know Roy does some fantasy.
I did fantasy football for a long, long time. Now fantasy has changed. But long time ago when we did fantasy football, guys would get hurt, okay, and I'd be doing the game up in Green Bay. And I was in the league. Then, you know, when guys were getting hurt, people were changing guys in and out of their lineups, and I couldn't do it because I'd be working.
Yeah.
So I could. Now they don't do that anymore. But back then, I go, you know, this is not really worth my time. I can't be competitive because my guy's hurt. You know, I can't really get in and out and change guys when I want to. And you know, all the internet was kind of spotty sometimes in Green Bay, blah, 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 blah. I go, you know what? I'm done. I'm done playing this.
Yeah.
I played it for a long time. I mean, I played it back when we used to have to use it on paper and keep score on paper.
Oh, when you look at it back and you get the newspaper the next day and look how many points they scored.
Yes, yes.
Oh, the good old days.
Yes.
Tim Allen can get into that.
Yeah, way back when. Then I used to do fantasy college basketball where you used to have to add up the wins at the end of the year. That's who would win it. So you could draft a team.
Thankfully, they got computers for that stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking some Packers and Niners, of course. It is the Wendy's Big Show with former Packer Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, soon to be here at some point. We're asking you, how will this Packers 49ers playoff matchup be different than the last time they matched up in the 2019-2020 NFC Championship? I think if you remember back to that season, first year under LaFleur, and 13-3 season. Some were saying that Packers team was the worst 13-3 team to ever be 13-3.
Well, Rodgers wasn't Rodgers that year.
Rodgers was not Rodgers that year. They hadn't gotten.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, and he was better than what he had been the year before.
Yeah.
But it's different than if we look back at that matchup and just compare the two. And if we were in the same time frame, we'd look at this Packers team and say night and day difference. They're playing better. That 13-3 team you thought could have lost their first playoff matchup because of how poorly they played at times. And, you know, we've talked about it before. LaFleur, when they first came out, good with the scripted plays. The rest of the game was kind of iffy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of that Niners team from this year. If you watch that game against Dallas, first drive, right down the field. The rest of the game was a struggle.
The 49ers imposed their will on the Cowboys. Now, I will say this, because it was such a – the Cowboys' defense – I think they were number one in giving up the most explosive plays in the NFL, which means that you could throw the football on them deep. You could get a lot of deep passes on the Cowboys. But that's not what the 49ers do. And see, here's the thing. Here's what I'm talking about being yourself and don't get cute. The 49ers said, you know what, we don't care about that. We still going to be who we are. We're going to run the football. And they came in and they just ran the football. They did their thing. They didn't go by the stats of, okay, Ayuk going deep, Debo's going deep, because these guys give up a lot of plays. They didn't do that. 49ers says, you know, we know what we do well, and here's what we're going to do. And they made the Cowboys play a physical brand of football, which the Cowboys really are not meant to play. They want to make a lot of big plays on the back end, but they give up a lot of big plays on the back end. And the 49ers were able to control the clock and limited turnovers until Jimmy G threw one there in the second half. Then they said, okay, you're done. You're not gonna throw the football anymore. We're gonna run it now. That's it.
And I think that's the balance you have to find as a good football team is
you gotta be yourself no matter what this team is giving up.
And then how much do you change to try and stop the other team? And I think if you're Green Bay, you don't change anything. You're the best team in the league.
Right.
You go out there and impose your will on the Niners. And maybe they're going to get some stuff on offense. They're going to run it on the ground.
Right.
I don't think there's any fully stopping the Niners on the ground. They're going to get theirs.
I would agree with
it's
that.
It's just limiting that.
Right. You know, well, you got to get them. Here's what you got to do. You got to get them third and long. You can't let them live third and three. That's a problem. You got to be good on first down. It's got to be second and eight, second and nine. You got to be good on first down against San Francisco. You cannot let San Fran live third and three, third and two. They will eat you up if that's where they're living.
Well, and you could just see that early in that Dallas game. The second possession, the Niners come out. They run two pass plays. This goes back to your point of not being the smartest guy in the room. Kyle Shanahan, you ran it down the Dallas Cowboys' throat on that first drive. You come out, two straight pass plays. Now you're stuck in third and 10. Now they picked it up. Jimmy G made a good play. Jimmy G's not making those throws against Rasul Douglas, against Eric Stokes, and Jair's out there. He's not making them. And if he does, chances are they might end up in a Green Bay Packers hands.
Right. One, we would hope so.
And so I think if you can get them into those third and longs, you're right. I think that might be the key to it. But if you want to hop in on this conversation, 855-830-8648 on the Van Horn direct toll-free talk line. Mike from Menasha gave us a call. Mike, what's different this year?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Give them a confidence, the game in San Francisco earlier this year. I thought it was a big confidence boost. Both teams were missing some guys, but to have a road win at San Fran, plus basically the second year in LaFleur's new offense, definitely looks like they're more smooth, more confident. The defense, personnel-wise, I think is better. I think San Fran maybe took a step back this year as far as the O-line. I don't think there is dominant on defense any longer either. So it's a better matchup all the way around for the Packers, especially quarterback.
Right. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
I think special teams. Nobody's talking about special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Special teams scares me with this Packers team. If you ask me if I'm not – what area I'm not really confident in is that. It is also the return – both return units, kickoff, punt return, and cover units. You might see Debo or Ayuk back on receiving punts and kickoffs. Everybody puts their best players back there now.
Yeah, and I think –
special teams scares me.
To Mike's point, being confident, I'm not confident in special teams, but when you look at the rest of the team – there's no reason not to be confident because you got dudes next to you.
Yeah.
You know, Devondre Campbell looks around that defense and he's got Rasul Douglas, Adrian Amos, Kenny Clark, Darnell Savage, Eric Stokes. He's got dudes. You look around that offense, Aaron Rodgers has got guys that have played really well. He's getting some dudes back too with David Bakhtiari, Randall Cobb, Devontae. They've got dudes on this Packers team. Let's sneak in one more caller here before we hit a break. Sam from West Bend gave us a call. Sam, how's it going?
It's going good, guys. In my opinion, the biggest difference is in the Packers linebacker core in the middle there. You know, that addition to Campbell and Chris Barnes getting another year under his belt. These guys are phenomenal. They've gotten better and better as the year goes by. I mean, Campbell's an all-pro. I think that is the biggest difference from this year and next year, and I think it's going to show really big Saturday night. You're not going to run away from those guys. I mean, Gary, have we seen Campbell miss a tackle this year?
No, not really. What's your thoughts on special teams, though, for the Packers?
I think they've gotten a little better. I think they made a little moves there at the end, bringing that kid in. I don't know if he's going to be playing the return guy. And I think, Gary, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they threw some more, some different guys on the field for special teams, too. I see some, I don't know if they're starters, but, you know, some guys, I think they mixed it up a little bit. And, you know, it may hurt a little, but I think they're better. I guess that's the bottom line, Gary. I don't think they're great, but I think they're a little better.
Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think special teams could be the bugaboo, and that hopefully that's not the case because you've seen that.
Because that
will
change the momentum in a heartbeat,
and you don't want that. If they don't need to be good, they don't need to be
great. Just need to do your job.
They just need
to
do their job.
Just don't cost them.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the key for this Packers team because the offense, Super Bowl caliber. Defense,
yes.
Super Bowl caliber.
Yes.
Special teams, just do your job. I don't need you to be Super Bowl caliber. I just need you to get the job done. Don't cost me. All right, we'll have a lot more coming up
totally
here. We'll
agree.
Talk with Ryan Wood coming up in hour two. We'll talk with Colton Bartholomew. We rescheduled that. We'll talk that. Talk Wisconsin transfer portal. You think the transfer portal will transfer into a national championship coming back to Madison, Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Badgers? We'll talk about that more coming up on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Greetings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.